Danny, it's been a quiet morning for you.
Well, it has actually, because it was done yesterday, see, so it was just a matter of getting the boys in this morning and getting them into training, you know, and getting them integrated into the lads as soon as possible. So, but leading up to that, you know, it's been quite busy for lots of people, you know, Ben and the staff, administration staff with Sharon and what have you. It'd be very difficult for them, obviously, at this time of year because it becomes very busy and they've got to do their other jobs as well. So, but overall, you know, we're delighted with what we've managed to do at this juncture.
Let's run through them then. Let's start with George Waring, if we can. Tell us a bit about him.
Well, George is obviously, as you'll know, all three of the boys are young boys, you know, in terms of league experience. But George is a target man. Very big lad, people see when he comes and starts to play his games. and he's a focal point, it's something that the club that we haven't got really at the moment in time, you know, that out and out target man. And we're hoping he'll be the one who can you know, retain that ball at the top end of the pitch for longer periods than we have been doing in recent games and give us a chance to put teams under pressure in that last third.
So is he a striker that holds the ball up? Because sometimes big strikers, it's not necessarily their job, is it? It's maybe that they're in there to get the head on the end of things. They don't necessarily hold it up all the time. But does he do that? Is that his role?
Well, listen, there's a different dynamic to centre-forwards nowadays, you know, in the, particularly in the Premier League. You know, you don't have the old-school, you know, out-and-out centre-forward. He stands there and batters centre-backs around. You know, there's more strings to the ball now. And I think it's fair to say that George is like that. But he is still a presence up there. And he can get hold of the ball and he can link it, you know. But there's other attributes he brings into the game as well.
And that's a month loan then, option to keep him longer if things work out?
Yes, there is, yeah. Yeah, if things work out for both parties, then and obviously with Stoke himself, if they're happy with how he's going, you know, and obviously we and the player is, then there is scope to take it on, yeah.
Ben Pearson as well, he's another loan signing, similar situation on a month's loan as well. Tell us a bit about him and what attracted you to him.
His tenacity. He's a good sort. I mean, you don't expect anybody being a bad sort coming out to Manchester United, you know. But a lad who's still there, they thought very highly of. We can remember him, obviously. The fans may remember him in the pre-season game that he played against us here with the under-21s, and he was outstanding. And so, in that respect, you know, it's not just then that we're aware of him. We've been aware of him for a while, but it's availability, you know. And they've just at this moment, you know, made them available. And Warren Joyce at Man United, who's you know, as a friend of quite a few of the lads at the club and myself included, and so we keep in constant touch. And you know, he's one of a few players that we've asked about, and thankfully, you know, for the month he's coming to us, and we're hoping that you know, he does well. And again, a bit like George, he can stay on a bit longer if he does, you know, and enjoys himself.
Is he a battling central midfielder then? Because I know that's something you were looking for, weren't you? Someone who does have that grit and I suppose that bit of bite.
Yes, he has. He's got that little bit of stuff. He's got a bit of tenacity about him. And that's what we needed, like you just said. And I think, you know, he'd be surprised again. The other side of his game's good as well, which you'd expect him to have that, you know, to play at a club of the prestige of Man United, you know. So he's got both parts of his game, you know, but when he needs to dig, he'll dig.
And I guess for him as well, he was the 2013 Young Player of the Year at Manchester United, and he's seen how some young players have been given a chance by Louis van Gaal. Yeah. So this is a chance for him, isn't it? He's coming here knowing he's trying to impress Louis van Gaal back at Old Trafford.
I would expect so, yeah. Yeah, I would expect that, you know, from his perspective, that, you know, getting league experience will put him in good stead, you know, to throw down a few markers back in Manchester. But I think that's, you know, a bit further in the future now at the moment. You know, he's got at least a month here in which to get some confidence and come and enjoy himself. You know, and I'm sure the fans will enjoy his the way he plays.
They're the two loan players. Then in a permanent deal for Milan Lukaku as well. Some people in the area will know his name from his time with Doncaster as well, former Chelsea. I guess just tell us how this deal came about, because he's a free agent, is that right?
Yeah, he's been playing over in the Czech Republic, and I think whatever decision that was made by himself or his representatives a year or so ago, it didn't work out. You know, I think he wanted to get into the Czech full squad, and by going back over there, he was told that by going back there full time, he would get a better chance of doing that, but it's not worked out. So, you know, we were made aware of it again, you know, that he was available. And obviously we remember him when he's played in for Walsall and Doncaster, as you know, and the under-21s in Chelsea. You know, he's he's a bit of quality. You know, he's, I'm sure the fans will love him.
So no fee involved in that one in terms of a...
No, there's not.
No fee, right, okay. And it's an 18-month deal for him as well. Is it a chance for him to maybe bed down? Because like you say, he's had a few clubs, hasn't he? He's had a couple of clubs. Is this a chance, do you see, for him to be able to get himself settled, bed in and kick on?
Well, we're hoping so. You know, we're hoping that, you know, this another opportunity to come back to England and play, which is obviously what he wanted, you know, will help his career, you know, but in doing so, it will certainly help our cause as well. You know, he's a talented player, he's got great skills, good pace, he's a good team player, you know, he'll work both ends of the pitch for you. So all those little things that he can do, you know, and plus he can play a number of positions as well. He can play as a lone striker, he can play under either side, behind a striker, you know, either side of the pitch. So in that respect, it ticks a lot of boxes for us, and, you know, we certainly makes us... gives us different options for when we're playing.
I guess hunger is one thing that you could say when you look at all three of those players. Two young lads wanting to come and prove themselves, and one player who, like you say, has had maybe a tough year or so and wants to prove himself again back in England.
Well, it does, and as we talked about before, you know, I think we were a little bit thin on the ground this last 3 or 4 weeks, you know, with injuries and what have you, and obviously with players going back to the parent clubs, so we obviously needed to bulk the squad up. But what we've bolted up with is quality. You know, that's the best thing I can say. You know, it's not just filling gaps with players just to fill the gaps, and not being able to affect the team and affect the first team, that is. And we certainly feel that the three additions that we've had at this moment in time will give us that chance to put the competition in. You know, in the mix with the rest of the lads that's already here. You know, and if one or two need a kick up the backside, you know, then so be it. You know, if they feel that this is what. But this is what maybe drives them on to more competition, then that's great.
Are you close to any more then? That's three in the door. Any more on the way?
Yeah, possibly, yeah. Yeah, there's some more to come. Again, whether it be sooner rather than later, we don't know. You know, we may have to wait a week or two for one or two of them, but we're hopeful and believe that we'll have some more in the door soon, yeah.
Are they loans or permanents that you're trying to do?
Both, right, yeah.
Okay. John O'Sullivan, is he one over at Blackburn? How's that one progressing?
No, that's not. There's nothing happening with that one just yet. I think I think we're all okay with the situation. It's just the fact that, you know, they've got an embargo on, you know, so we're just having to wait to see what happens there.
That's frustrating then, isn't it? So you've got to, I guess, keep the calls in there and say we're still interested if you can do it.
Well, that's right, yeah. Well, we're definitely still interested, of course we are, you know, but it's one of those unusual circumstances that's prevailed, really, that's holding things up.
You always said that you were going to do your business early as well, and I guess you must be delighted with how this first, what, we're not even a week into the transfer window pretty much yet.
Well, we are. We needed to do it as well. You know, I said before as well, you know, from the owner's point of view and certainly in my point of view, that, you know, we're also building for the future as well. You know, they're not all for now. You know, some are going to be for the next season to start. You know, we're hoping that the time spent with us will get him into a certain position. But when the season kicks off next season, they're up and ready to go and play as well. So one or two may will get the chances this year, don't get me wrong, but maybe not every one of them.
Are you still hoping to bring in another defender, maybe a full-back, and are you looking to try and strengthen in that area?
All areas, yes, we're looking for all areas. As I said, you know, with this pre-season, we have to remember about next season, we have players out of contract next season as well. So we're having to look at that situation and not get caught cold with that one. You know, and whether we renegotiate with players that's out of contract, we'll have to wait and see, but we certainly don't want to be caught short if we can't agree.
How about out? Have you had any interest in any of your players?
Not really, not at the moment in time, no. I don't think there were many going out at this stage. I think, you know, we don't want to be... we've seen what we're like when we've lost players through injury and whatever, so we left a bit short. So we have to be very, very mindful of the ones that are going out and very choosy of who we let out and making sure we've got lots of cover there.
And fans will obviously be concerned about someone such as Conor Hourihan, who's had a great season for you. He'll be attracting interest, no doubt, from other clubs. No calls from other clubs as of yet on him?
No, Conor's going nowhere. Conor's not going anywhere, no. He'll be with us at least till the end of the season.
In terms of team news this weekend then, the new signings, can they all feature this weekend?
That's arguable. We'll wait and see. I'm not going to be caught up in that one at the moment in time because we've got to have a good look at him in training, you know, and... you know, it's a big step for some of these young lads, you know, and I'm sure they'll be fine, although you would have brought them in. But whether they're all ready to go in at once, we'll wait and see.
So they could be in and around the squad, I guess that's
yeah, more likely, yeah. Yeah.
Team news wise, on the other front of things, how's Sam Winnell coming along?
No, Sam's not he's not available again this weekend. It's got to be at least a couple of weeks before he's available to us again, which is unfortunate. But as I said, we brought one or two players in that can fill that void for this moment in time.
Has that been a new setback with him then? Because it's seemingly been a little bit longer, just longer than you expected?
No, yes, just longer than you expected. It's a hamstring injury. You just never know with them, you know. And so we're hoping that, you know, we from that point of view, we can, by the time he does come back, there's no doubt at all that he'll be okay to play the rest of the season and not fall down after a week or two again.
How about Bree as well? How's he coming on?
James has got a bit of a problem with his back, and I think obviously with his growing spurts as well, we have to be very careful with that. So we're very much treating him with kid gloves at the moment. You know, I think the way that he is, and his age, I should say, is quite vulnerable to other injuries if we're not careful. So we're really keeping him in cotton wool at this moment in time.
And Phoenix as well, has he got a chance of being involved in the squad?
Well, he's available now. Yeah, he's available now for the weekend. So so he'll be in and around the squad, I'm sure, yeah.
How's he been coming along then?
I've been really pleased with him. Great attitude. You know, he's a powerful boy. Again, he can play a number of positions up front or wide. But he comes in with a fantastic application and real appetite for wanting to do well. He's put a smile on everybody's face.
Yeovil, what do you make to them then? Bottom of the table at the moment in time, fans will be looking at this one going, home game, bottom of the table, we can really go for them.
Well, we are going to get after them, that's for sure. We're not going to sit back and just wait for things to happen. We have to make things happen at the weekend. Listen, there'll be a tough nut to crack. You know, you saw for long periods against the Man United game midweek how tough it can be at times when a team sets itself out not to be beaten, you know. And And given the circumstances, I think I would do the same against Man United, because you don't want it to be a rout and you always want to be in the game. And with what they've got in the team, you know, from set players or you know, the more direct balls that you're going to play when you play against some of the bigger lads in up front, you know, you think you're going to get a chance at some stage. And I thought they did it very well. I thought, you know, from I know it's a 2-0, I know it's a defeat, but I'm sure they'll glean a lot of confidence from the performance.
How much do you think it will have taken out of them mentally, though? Because they build up for such a big game like that. Do you think it will have taken and had an impact on them on that front?
I don't know. I really don't know. I'm not privy to how they are or what they train like, or whether the team will change at all from what played. But you know, we can only go off what we've seen, you know, and what they're capable of doing. And we know that they'll be very tough. And but with what we're going to put in front of them at the weekend, I'm hoping that, you know, the chances we'll create will be quite varied from different areas. You know, we won't just be one dimensional, hopefully, and we'll cause them problems, and hopefully go on and get the 3 points.
And they're a side that are better on the road as well. The form has been pretty decent on the road in recent weeks.
Yeah, it has. It's amazing. A lot of teams in our division this season have been the same. You know, they've on the road they seem to be a little bit more relaxed, you know, not under as much pressure to go out and win games, you know, and see how the game pans out, and then taking, you know, counter-attack opportunities at times. And it's happened in a lot of games this year, you know, and not just the games we've participated in. It's up and down the country, really. So, yeah, they're one of the ones who has been doing very well away. So that again makes it even more important that we're very, very conscious and disciplined in what we do.